The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. The Extendivite phones are closed, and I picked up the phone, which I hardly ever do because top of the hour break is so short. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 28 November 2018. Having said all that now, a guy called, and I pick up the phone, and he says, you know, I couldn't get through, so I had to leave a message. And I said, that's because we literally got slammed here. We had many lines going, and we answered them and put them on hold and got back to them. So if any of you left a message, and if you got a voicemail, maybe we can do this again sometime. Betty in New Jersey. Thank you, Julie.
Yes, John. I wanted to say, I'm kind of timid talking on the phone, but anyway, I just want to say that I'm happy because I'm able to help you. I had a 15 heart fraction. I haven't taken extendivites, but I have AFib and heart lung clot embolisms,
mm-hmm.
And I ended up with a fraction of 15 heart rate, so you can imagine what shape I was in. So I was in the hospital, and of course they had me on all this medicine, and the blood thinners just about killed me with that.
Right.
And did an ablation, but anyway, I'm back on the heart medicine, so I really needed a bag because I have to really take a lot more of it, the heart drops.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful that I'm able to help you, and I'm able to get two more for, you know, that price.
Well, I greatly appreciate you listening to the show, taking advantage of that, and hopefully more happy years ahead.
And hey, you know what? I coded 11 times.
Wow.
You know what that meant?
Wow.
Yes, they brought me back 11 times. So I'm very fortunate, and you know, but I don't like medicine, and I don't want to take their medicine, and they don't like that. You know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. They're there to...
Oh, and they want to operate on me again. I said, no way. I said, no. I got out of here. I told them, hey, I'm going home. You've almost killed me. I'm getting out of here.
Okay, you're the one from Jersey?
Yes, I'm the one from Jersey. I'm the one that called one time and talked to the one that talks about dumbing down the children. I love her.
Yeah.
What is her name? I can't
Charlotte Iserby. Charlotte Iserby.
Yeah, she wanted me to call her, you know?
Yeah.
So I called her and really had a nice conversation with her.
She is a wonderful lady.
Boy, that's something. I got to talk to her, you know?
Yeah.
But
well,
anyway,
all right, dear. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Good luck. Hopefully, hopefully you won't be shuffling off this mortal coil for any time in the near future. And while you're walking and talking out there, let's do damage to the globalists and their minions. How's that?
Oh, you better believe I do. I tell you, I don't stop talking about it. That's my two things. Right. I love God, and I live for him.
There you go.
And, you know, and I love to tell others I love them, and that's very important, you know?
Well, it's a battle that's got to be won, and it's
right. I know you work hard, and I thank you for it. All you do.
Well, thank
you. And I was just glad I was able to help you because I was in the hospital over a month and a half. So you know, it takes a bite out of you.
Yeah, it does. All right, Betty. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. All right.
Uh-huh. Bye bye.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, did the temperature go up in here or wow? U.S. Attorney, here's some good news I promised. U.S. Attorney takes first step toward prosecuting explosive destruction of World Trade Center on 9/11. And this comes from the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And they're very pleased to share the following announcement made by the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. This was just 2 days ago, and here's the announcement. How do I get rid of the share quote? It's blocking my whatever here. How do I get rid of that, Mike? You see where that's at? Yeah, I can't do that anyhow. It won't do anything. It's stuck there. All right. Well, it's not going to help me because I'm right at the top of the story here. A dollar late and a day short and a dollar late. At any rate, while we're trying to root out that problem, I'll just read you what I can read you here. The Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, a nonprofit public interest organization, announces its receipt of a letter from U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York in response to Lawyers Committee April 10, 2018 petition and July 30, 2018 amended petition demanding that the U.S. Attorney present to a special grand jury extensive, let me underscore this, extensive evidence of yet to be prosecuted federal crimes relating to the destruction of the three World Trade Center towers on 9/11. And of course, that's Trade Center 1, 2, and Trade Center Building 7. The U.S. Attorney, in his November 7, 2018 letter to the Lawyers Committee, stated, "We have received and reviewed the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, Inc.'s submissions of April 10th and July 30th, 2018. We will comply with the provisions of 18 U.S.C. 3332 as they relate to your submissions." And if you go to the website and read the story, you can actually see the letter, the actual letter from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Okay, great. Thank you, Mike. U.S. Attorney letter does not spell out the steps that will be taken to comply, but 18 U.S.C. 332 is clear as to what these steps must be. The law states, any such United States attorney receiving information concerning such an alleged offense from any other person shall, if requested by such a person, inform the special grand jury of such alleged offenses, the identity of such other person, and such attorney's actions or recommendation. Now, this law also states that, one, it shall be the duty of each special grand jury impaneled within the judicial district to inquire into offenses against the criminal laws of the United States alleged to have been committed within that district. This letter from the U.S. Attorney was signed by Michael Frera, and I think this is Land Graf, Chiefs Terrorism and International Narcotics Unit, on November 24, 2018. The Lawyers Committee replied, thanking the U.S. Attorney and expressing support for a thorough inquiry into the crimes reported in Lawyers Committee's petitions. That goes on further to state the Lawyers Committee, April 10th, 52-page original petition was accompanied by 57 exhibits and presented extensive evidence that explosives were used to destroy three World Trade Center buildings. That evidence included independent scientific laboratory analysis of the World Trade Center dust samples showing the presence of high-tech explosives and/or incendiaries, numerous first-hand reports by first responders of explosions at the World Trade Center on 9/11, expert analysis of seismic evidence and the explosions occurred at the WTC towers on 9/11, prior to the airplane impacts and prior to the building collapsing. And expert analysis by architects, engineers, and scientists concluding that the rapid onset symmetrical near free fall acceleration collapse of three World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11 exhibited the key characteristics of controlled demolition. The Lawyers Committee July 30th amended petition addresses several additional federal crimes beyond the federal bombing crime addressed in the original petition. The Lawyers Committee concluded in the petitions that explosive and incendiary devices pre-placed at the World Trade Center were detonated, causing the complete collapse of the World Trade Center Twin Towers on 9/11 and increasing the tragic loss of life. Attorney Mick Harrison, litigation director, stated, and I'm quoting him, "The failure of our government to diligently investigate this disturbing evidence has contributed to the erosion of trust in our institutions. The Lawyers Committee felt it was our duty as public citizens to submit this evidence to U.S. Attorney for submission to a special grand jury." Attorney David Miswinkle, president of the Lawyers Committee Board of Directors, stated, and I'm quoting him, "We have offered to assist the U.S. Attorney in the presentation of the evidence to a special grand jury. We have also requested that architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth provide us expert support in the hope that our organizations will be invited to make a joint presentation of relevant evidence to the special grand jury." Attorney William Jacoby, Lawyers Committee board member, stated, and I'm quoting him, "We call upon the public and legal community to contact us and support our efforts to contribute to this grand jury process and to monitor and ensure compliance by the Justice Department." Executive Director and actor Ed Asner stated, "The U.S. Attorney's decision to comply with the special grand jury statute regarding our petitions is an important step toward greater transparency and accountability regarding the tragic events of 9/11. Good for you, Ed Asner. And thank you of the Lawyers Committee Board and their directors. Thank you to the people out there that were part of this. This is something that we have waited for a long time. I mean, is this good news or what? And the architects and engineers, these guys, all professionals, the news media has stayed away from these people. Like they had herpes or, I don't know, the bubonic plague. They wouldn't talk to him, wouldn't interview. Well, this is a grand jury, folks. There's a lot of people involved, a lot of good lawyers. When I say good lawyers, the people that really want to see truth and justice served, for whom? The people, not the government. And this is a bombshell that could rip this damn thing to shreds. And I'm hoping, and I hope people support this. So you can go up to our website, folks, and read about this. It has all the little click-throughs and the letters and all the stuff that you can read. U.S. Attorney takes first step toward prosecuting explosive destruction of World Trade Center on 9/11. Told you I had some good news for you. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Long time no talk to you.
What's up?
We're looking at this entire situation.
Okay, your phone is it's kind of scrunching out here. You're kind of scrunched for bandwidth. Repeat, please.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, so we're living in this world currently as it is, and it's turned, flipped upside down.
And
you and I both know when we grew up, it was nothing like this. And so here we are. What is it going to take, John, to get back to the Constitution? Are we ever going to get back to the Constitution?
Yeah, and I'll tell you exactly how this is going to play out. First of all, I'm going to tell people it's not going to be easy, because we've seen how even the government and its formation and what it stood for was flipped after Reconstruction, after the Civil War. It's going to take a while to get back to the constitutional roots, but here is the key. The key to this, just like the architects and engineers for 9/11, just like the attorneys that have been working on this case for a very long time, key point to this is they did not give up. And Andy, this is my greatest fear, that people have gotten burned out, they've gotten tired, they've thrown up their hands, they have sat down, and they're now resting when we need all hands on deck. We will get this constitutional republic back, but it's going to be many hands are going to make this happen. And the key to this is never giving up. Never giving up and never surrendering.
I agree. One of the problems here is they were looking at a guy we call the president, and his name is Donald Trump. And we're watching either he's playing into all of this or his hands are tied invictuously. And if that's the case, who's got his hands tied? And we'll say it's the deep state. Well, who are these people? How do we get to these people? Well, we know the George Soros's. We know the CFR. We know the Trilateral Commission. We know all these different places and stuff. How do we get rid of these things?
Andy,
they're not there. I remember.
Andy, I've already given the answer to that question. Now, did you ask me a question that doesn't really require my response? Because I'll be happy to repeat it again.
Well.
Okay, you're banned.
I asked the question because I want you to repeat it again because people need to know.
Okay, so it wasn't a rhetorical question. You did really solicit my response. Okay, here it is. The crime and corruption and the credit system that has cropped up in this country that has absolutely buried us in debt has to be job one of being gotten rid of. That is first and foremost. We've got to stop this bleeding. And Andy, many people don't look at it this way. I mentioned this on the show yesterday. When they talk about servicing the debt, or when the government says, oh gosh, you know, we've got to up the spending for the government. You know, we've got to fund the government. We've got to fund the government. No, what the government has to do is act responsibly, cut its own budget, quit bleeding us for everything. And in the meantime, what the running program has been, the servicing of this debt, which in actuality means just paying the interest on the ever mounting principal. Okay? I know, I heard it. So that is the deal. That is the focal point and the starting point. If we can do that, we can get rid of this private corporation that's been controlling this economy for some, 104 years now? He's back? Okay, are you back? Okay, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going through the response here. If we can get rid of this Federal Reserve, the privateers that have been out there profiting off of this so-called thing that they call money, and we can get rid of the interest and we can get rid of that principal, and we can once again take our labors and turn it into constructive things, we will have no more debt. And I can't tell you how many criminals are going to be swept aside. And they're not going to have to be jailed. They're not going to have to be investigated. But the Ponzi scheme that they've been floating out there, their vehicle is going to run right out from under them. And they're going to be flat on a dusty trail, right? Flat dead on their keisters. So that's job one.
You're absolutely right, John, and most people, they really need to go listen to Ron Paul. He's still digging into the Fed.
Yep.
I watched a video by Ron Paul the other day where he's talking about, you want to find out who's really behind all of this corruption in our country, audit the Fed, find out who's behind the Fed, find out what they've done, and it'll reveal all the criminals, because everybody in Congress is being paid by the Fed to do what the Fed wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's through money coming through the oil companies or it's coming through the pharmaceutical companies or whatever, it's all being funded by the Fed. The Fed is the number one problem we have in this country. We need to get back to a public currency owned by our government, not some public-private.
And then holding them responsible for following the law. What a concept, Andy.
Absolutely. Hey, John, do you remember back in the day Wells Fargo got busted for laundering? They were bringing in the cocaine. They got busted for laundering money.
Hang on a second. I got a break. No reason to get
excited. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Andy, you were saying before the break?
Yeah, well, Wells Fargo and Wachovia some years back got busted for laundering somewhere in the area of $680 billion in drug money from the drug cartels from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they were busted using the planes. They chartered the planes to fly the cocaine in that they sold to launder the money and stuff. And you can look this up. I'm not BSing here. When they got caught, they got nailed for a $10 million fine. Let's think about this. Yeah. The bank got busted laundering money like this, and then next thing you know, they get a $10 million fine. But who are they going to pay it to? The U.S. Treasury? The U.S. Treasury is going to collect the money from the fine that the federal government gave them. Or where's the U.S. Treasury get their money from? The bank, the Federal Reserve. So they fine themselves and give the money back to themselves.
Absolutely.
Here's another one. Here's another one real quick, and I'll get off the line here. Look at DynCorp and Halliburton. They got busted for child trafficking. Donald Rumsfeld goes in front of Congress. Congress, they're asking all these questions. Donald Rumsfeld says, well, he got asked the question, so what did you do when you found out about the child trafficking? He said, well, immediately we stopped doing work with them. We put them on suspension. And that was it. That's all they did. So, I mean, the justice system for these people is entirely different. Look, John, go get drunk tomorrow and drive around the corner and see if you don't get busted. And see how that changed your life.
Well, and
these people can ruin people's lives continuously in different countries, our country, everybody's country.
Look, Andy, look what they did. Look what they did in 2008. How many of the listeners listening to this program right now were financially wiped out? How many lost their businesses? How many lost their homes? How many lost their families? How many that, and I don't hardly ever talk about this in any great depth, but how many committed suicide because they looked at the world and they couldn't handle it anymore? I mean...
Well, John, that happened to me in 2008. I owned a successful fence and deck company. I was making severe money. I mean, when the housing bubble started with Bill Clinton, in 97, I hit in perfectly, and I got in with all these contractors. I was building fences and decks left and right for these contractors, making tons of money. 2008 hit, the bubble popped. I went from $55,000 receiving a month to $1,500. I drove through to go finish a fence that I had to finish, and there's more signs up than there was the next day, every day in these new housing developments. This was a scam. These people are ruthless, John. They don't give a rat's behind about you, me, or anybody else on this planet except for the damn self. That's it. That's all they care about, and they'll never care about anything more than that. And they're going to run us into the ground. They don't really care. We're sheep. Sheeple is the word of the day.
Yeah. Andy, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
Okay, sir. Well, there you go. First-hand account. Yeah, I got wiped out. A lot of people got wiped out. This is what I've been telling people that I've been striking up new business deals. I want them to know straight up who they're dealing with and the reasons why I do what I do. That it's lasted, thank God, it's lasted for 26 years. And if I have to do another 26, what would that make it? 52 years on air, and what would that... Oh God. I don't know if I want to be on the air at that age. But if it takes another 26 years, then so be it. I have a function to perform on this planet, and so do you, folks. And I want you to embrace this. I want you to take this into your heart and your mind and your soul. That it's going to take a lot of hands to get this thing accomplished. Quit sitting out there and telling yourself, oh, there's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. Look at the people. I just gave you two prime examples today of the stuff that's transpiring. One about Kennedy and his push for this vaccination stuff, and of 9/11. Architects and engineers and good people coming forth and going, you know what? We've looked at your information. You're exactly right. We're going to pick up the ball and we're going to help you carry this. The key word is help here. Help. Please, folks, I am the one that I could give you a multitude. I can give you 105 reasons why I should be so depressed that I can't carry on another day. But I refuse to let that hinder me. I battle it just like you have out there. It's not a very pretty world. When you start uncovering these layers of this ugly truth, it can get a little depressing. It can drain your energy. And yes, I do understand it. I do get it because it's happened to me as well. But you have to combat it. Stay true to your own heart. Stay true to your gut and press on. As long as you're walking and talking out there, you're part of the cadre to help get this country back, no matter how great or small the action. Because other people feed off that energy. It energizes them. We're social creatures. We like to be a part of things. But more importantly, we love to be part of the things that's on the righteous side of the fence for a change. Be part of it, folks. Come on. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, here's bad news section of the show. Former communications director, you're going to love how much this story reveals. Former communications director for the Arkansas Democrat Party arrested for hosting chat rooms that streamed live videos of infants being raped while smoking methamphetamine at work. Yeah, here's your new values, folks. A federal agent testified Friday that Harold H.L. Moody, who was fired last week from his job as special events coordinator for Pulaski County Youth Services, distributed child pornography and smoked methamphetamine out of a glass pipe while seated at his desk in the county administration building during regular work hours. Jason Bennett, special agent for Homeland Security Investigation, said an agent who was participating in an undercover capacity in a video conferencing application used by child pornographers took screenshots of Moody sitting at his desk and conversing with others in the secret chat room on more than one occasion between August 29th and October 12th. Moody, 39, was fired from his job of nearly 2 years a job that a county spokesman said was administrative and it didn't involve interaction with children. Immediately after his arrest on the evening of November 5th, when agents executed a search and seizure warrant at his downtown Little Rock apartment, Bennett said screenshots also captured Moody using the app while he was at home. Moody was also a political consultant. He was hired by the county after a year and a half stint as communications director for the Democrat Party of Arkansas. Before that, he had been chairman of the Pulaski County Democrat Party for 2 years. Bennett's testimony helped convince a federal judge to order Moody to remain in federal custody until his trial on 2 counts of receipt of child pornography, 3 counts of distribution of child pornography, and a single count of conspiring to advertise child pornography. The trial is tentatively set to begin in January. Now, the details surrounding Moody's arrest emerged during a hearing at which his attorney, Chris Taver, of the Federal Public Defender's Office, sought to have him released pending trial. Taver asked that Moody be allowed to return to the downtown Little Rock apartment he shares with his partner, or that he be committed to an inpatient drug treatment facility. U.S. Magistrate Judge Joe Volpe said he was inclined to release Moody to an inpatient care facility until Assistant U.S. Attorney Kristen Bryant convinced him that Moody poses a risk of flight and could be a danger to the community, though it was a close call. Bryant argued that Moody was a sophisticated computer skills, is connected to shadowy figures who share child pornography across the globe, and faces a minimum of 15 prison sentence years if convicted on the conspiracy charge, which ups the ante significantly that he might flee before trial. This guy's done, because once he gets in prison, you know what the prisoners love to do? They love to kill child pornographers. While Bennett testified that agents found 15 images of child pornography on one of the devices found in Moody's apartment, Bryant said federal agents haven't been able to access all the devices because they are password protected. So we don't know if he's a producer of child pornography, and I don't think we know how much of a danger to the community he is. Now, agents found 2 grams of methamphetamine at Moody's home and 0.5 gram of the drug in his office desk drawer. In asking the judge to detain Moody, Bryant also cited the nature of the photographs and the videos he's accused of distributing. Images of babies and young children being raped, and his apartment rapidly escalating involvement. He pointed to the agent's testimony that Moody was initially observed viewing the images when distributing them, and eventually even hosting sessions in which the people in a secure chat room stream live videos of infants being raped. Bennett testified that the chat rooms in which an undercover officer encountered Moody are accessible through a computer application that he wouldn't identify. He said they require a room code and a password to enter and are solely dedicated to displaying child pornography. The agent called Moody a high-volume user who logged in and out several times a day, including 26 times in a 2-day span, and who was given the privilege of being a host, which indicates he did something to ingratiate himself with the person who is in charge of the rooms. Tarver put on testimony from Moody's partner, Gabriel Womack, yeah, you guessed it, who said he broke off their engagement this summer after finding methamphetamine in their apartment and after Moody admitted to being addicted to the drug. Womack said that Moody has made at least 2 attempts to stop, but he can't. He said this is a drug issue. No, what this is a pervert that's on drugs, not the other way around. Methamphetamine doesn't make you a pervert. Methamphetamine just keeps you up and keeps you on the computer for longer periods of time. Wow. Yes, it's the values, folks. It's the values that Hillary Clinton was talking about. That it takes a village, everybody other than yourself, to raise a child. Brooklyn, New York. New gun legislation proposes that anyone who wants to buy a firearm would need to submit their social media profiles and search history for review before buying a gun. I'm not joking. This is not made up. Officials would be able to review up to 3 years' worth of search history. The bill was drafted by State Senator Kevin Parkner I'm sorry, Kevin Parker, I do believe his last name is, and Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams. There should be more restrictions on how guns are purchased. We should have more background checks. Paul McQuillan, director of the Buffalo chapter of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. Read that, the anti-gunners, period, folks. He said that the NYAGC isn't ready to back the bill yet, but he does think it could be beneficial. We've obviously seen some of the mass shooters have social media history that should have sent red flags. It's not going to be easy to pass this kind of bill through. James Tresmond, a gun rights lawyer, said it violates multiple constitutional rights. Yeah, you betcha. The First, the Second Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and the Fourth Amendment, and the 14th Amendment, Tresmond said. The bill still has a way to go before it's passed or denied. Currently, it is in committee, and there's no vote yet scheduled. But they're not going to quit. This is an ongoing program for them, folks. Anything that they can do to restrict access to firearms, when basically, I'm sorry to say that everybody in this country should be strapped. And I think on occasion, I think everybody that has got a gun should be allowed to move about in their daily life, going to work, being at work, going to the store, going to the local Stop and Rob, that criminals actually see that the American people are sick and tired of being held victim to the violent ones that want to just keep doing what? Committing violence. They're criminals. Period. How much more of this stuff can we deal with? But here comes the people, just like they've convinced other countries, and we've watched them fall one by one, that prohibits the use of firearms. I was just reading an article today. In England, they've got no-go zones where they can't even send in ambulances because the animals over there wielding machetes in the streets of London and other parts of England. They have now no-go zones. They can't respond to a call unless they have police protection. That's how bad it's getting. And what did the wonderful people over there to curb the gun violence, what did they do? They took everybody's ability to defend themselves. That's what they did. And turned everybody into a potential victim. I say we ought to have a national shut the hell up day, and that should coincide with National Strap-On Day. To let all the little creeps and the culturally deficient and the knuckle draggers out there roaming the streets of America, we're tired of this crap and we're not going to take it anymore from you. And without saying a word, the symbolic gesture of strapping up and caring for a day would even wake up the dead, I do believe. Folks, sometimes you have to take extreme measures when the threat is extreme. And before it goes to a point of a civil war, which, by the way, we're not starting, the extreme right, we've already formed militias. We've already done all that groundwork in anticipation that one day either the government, and primarily the government, would act upon the American people, let's just say, not in their best interest. Okay? This is part of the globalist plan to, you know, disarm everybody. Make everybody complying, bleating little sheep out there. This is one of their plans. Take a look at the countries that got their national health care. What followed right on the heels of that? Well, we got to take your guns away because, you know what, that may be even a health issue. Well, you know what, it's really unhealthy to be in the streets of London being hacked and whacked with hammers and machetes by people unless you're proficient with the swing of a hammer or a machete yourself. What are they supposed to do over in England? Carry machetes around? I don't think that's allowed. Any more than carrying a gun around in the streets of London or England in general to protect yourself. Enough. Stop it. Get your hands off my itty bitty. And this is how bad it's getting. By the way, Mike, the story came up missing here, and this is the one that I definitely wanted to cover today. No, not the Able Danger one. Well, see what you can do. I just brought it up and it just went away. No. Hold on here. See if it's still up here. No. I'll find it before I leave today. $21 trillion missing in the U.S. government, a criminal enterprise. Catherine Austin Fitz. Now, she's no lightweight herself, now, is she? She worked for the Bush administration. Greg Hunter over at USAWatchdog.com ran with a story about Catherine. Investment advisor and former Assistant Secretary of Housing Catherine Austin Fitz says you can add $21 trillion of missing federal money on top of the $20 trillion U.S. deficit. It's all in a new explosive report on Solari.com. Fitz explains this is $65,000 for every man, woman, and child resident in America. In addition, it is now more than an outstanding official debt on the U.S. balance sheet. We know that the U.S. government has been run like a criminal enterprise from a financial standpoint. The new report was put together by Dr. Mark Skidmore of Michigan State University and is a detailed year-by-year study of DOD and housing and urban development budgets between 1998 and 2015. The missing money is called undocumentable adjustments, but that just may be a polite name for the theft, fraud, and crime against we the people. Fitz contends, here's the critical issue, quoting her, because technology is leading us through tremendous change, and the people who get their hands on this technology and are able to subsidize the cost of capital are the ones that are going to win. They have done that by basically hijacking the federal credit and using it to help centralize power underneath them. So we have to reverse that. The Constitution is the tool to hold them accountable. All their arguments just fall down when you realize that they have just stolen an enormous amount of money from the federal government outside the law. The U.S. federal government doesn't have information sovereignty, and it doesn't have financial sovereignty. So we have to take it to that, and we have to keep that mechanism, she says, open long enough to get this money back. Now, Fitz contends that the deep state swamp creatures do not want to give the money back and want to tear up the U.S. Constitution in order to keep all those trillions of stolen dollars. She went on to explain, you want to preserve the Constitution because you want to have individual sovereignty, and you want your taxes to go only into things that have financial and national sovereignty. So that has to be restored. The reason they want to tear up the Constitution is they don't want to give the money back. That's a legal mechanism that requires us to give us the power to reverse this. They say we have $20 trillion in debt and there's no money. Well, it's a very different policy discussion if I can say, wait a minute, there's $20 trillion in debt, but you stole $21 trillion bucks, and we're putting that back on the table for purposes of this policy discussion. In other words, we the people could pay off the entire federal deficit with the money that was stolen, and you still have $1 trillion left over. Now, Fitz also says, here's the magic trick. You don't need everybody to change this. It only takes 5% to 10% of the population to completely turn this around. It doesn't take everybody, and that is one of the things that has got them so scared. We need to implode the federal government. We need to take it back, clean it up, and get it to run according to the law. Hallelujah to that. And it's as simple as that. Now, folks, it sounds like a simple solution to the problem we've been suffering under, but it's not going to be easy to do. It's going to take persistent people that are not going to take no for an answer. It's the law. And if you want to get to the point in this country that we can't enforce and make sure that good law is adhered to, well then you, Mr. and Mrs. Government, have got a problem. And we're going to be unrelenting in this. We're not going to back down, and we're not going to give up. So it might be time of thinking, you know, getting my plane ticket, you know, cashing out my securities, my ill-gotten gains, and getting out the hell out of the country. Hopefully you can go to a country that doesn't have extradition. Because if we ever get this problem under control, there's going to be a lot of criminals scurrying around this planet like little cockroaches in a dark kitchen. It can happen, folks. It will happen if you stick to it. You know, a lot of people have said, and Mike and I were talking about this during one of the breaks, you know, how would it have affected people if I just threw up my hands and walked away? What would it do for you psychologically if I did something like that? Never give up, never surrender. I like that. National Shut the Hell Up Day, and let's all walk around strapped. We'll be back in 3. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And to close this edition of the National Intel Report, the global alarmist out there, the warming creatures that had to change from warming to climate change, this is going to torpedo them. Global cooling is real. Major temperature low could be in 2046, and there's a reason for this. While NASA has now confirmed that the outer atmosphere is getting cooler, It seems desperately insane for people to keep denying the possibility of global cooling is taking place rather than global warming, where the former brings famine and the later brings economic expansion as civilizations rise. The rise of Rome was due to global warming, as with the case of the Dark Age, when they called it the medieval warming period, which was from 950 to 1300 AD. The concern from just a technical model perspective is that the warming period we have had post 1600 and the low of the Little Ice Age has not exceeded that of the medieval warming period. If we simply look at this chart from a technical perspective, it appears more that we are in a grand downtrend for the past 6,000 years. This is deeply concerning, for we tend to have these periods where civilization turns downward. It'd be very nice if we just had the authoritative research funded to explore global cooling to save society rather than this nonsense of global warming just to raise money for politicians who never seem to get enough of it. In Australia, with 1 week from summer, it is still snowing in Victoria. In fact, one of the top NASA scientists has broken camp and warned that the surface temperature of the sun has collapsed so much he fears a new ice age is upon us. Meanwhile, this has been the coldest Thanksgiving in 150 years. What we've got to understand is this has gone beyond just breaking records for one-day events. This time around, it's just not the severity of the cold that's getting to people, it's also the duration. The most reliable computer model projections have shown that the Arctic air has moved all the way down into Texas. Indeed, here in Tampa, the temperature is about 10 degrees below normal at times. The decline in the energy output of the sun has been far more rapid than most expected. This could be perhaps be a warning that's a warning sign that this will make a new lower low, as they say, or retest the low temperatures on a sustained basis that match the ice age that we had. Now, this little ice age, marked by a period of cool summers and bitterly cold winters, to New England, there was a great snow of 1717, which buried houses and resulted in having to organize search parties that were even lost while looking for buried survivors. There was the famed cold day of 1810. People actually died in their homes as the temperature suddenly plummeted more than 60 degrees in less than a day. It was years later when Henry David Thoreau's mother recalled how dishes froze as fast as they were washed, even right next to the fire. The post office even issued commemorative stamps in 1976, noting that winter event Washington and his troops suffered more in Morristown, New Jersey, during the hard winter of 1779 and 80, violent snowstorms had battered the northeast, and both Boston and New York harbors were completely frozen over. If this trend continues during the next winter, then we have exceeded any short-term reactionary trend. And folks, remember, that largest body of fresh water that everybody talks about around the world, established fact, guess how it was created? It was created by the last ice age when this humongous glacier came down from the north, scraped out that little puddle called the Great Lakes, and then receded. It's cyclical, folks. This whole climate change warming stuff is just a bunch of gunk and another taxation and control mechanism. Oof. Get your hands off my itty-bitty. Just leave me to hell alone. National Shut the Hell Up Day and let's the National Strap Up Day on the same day. We don't have to say a word. Just walk quietly and carry a big-ass gun. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much today, folks.
Good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.